RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a weekend.
It's a Friday. Finally. My gosh, thank God.
Finally. So, yes, it is a weekend, and time for us to recharge and, get our heads
try to get back to
I know,
how
right?
we were once.
To be human again.
Humanize ourselves.
Okay, so we do have a top 10 for you today, and we are thanking our topic sender. Let me see here. Thanking Nina Hidalgo for the topic. Hashtag signs of growth. You know, that's the goal in life. Some sort of, like, kumbaga sa Pokemon, an evolution.
Yes, we need to grow.
Character development. You know, some sort of movement in terms of how you are as a human being. So, let's give you some examples of what we're looking for. Signs of growth. Dati pag galit, I will say words we cannot recover from. Ngayon, buntong hininga, iling ng ulo, then move.
Yes.
Take a deep breath. Shake your head. Like, okay, and then next.
And then move on.
Let's just move on.
Pick your battles.
Exactly, exactly.
Choose them wisely.
And another example, signs of growth. I would rather go home and do nothing than force myself to hang out with people I don't like just to fit in.
Yeah.
You know, like you get into that headspace where it's like, you know what, it's okay. You know,
You don't have to be friends with everybody.
Exactly. And you don't have that thing na parang may FOMO ka na parang, oh, if I'm not part of that group, then I'm a loser.
Yeah.
You don't play that game anymore. And another example, signs of growth, telling people my problem with them instead of talking about them with other people behind their backs.
Yes, it's so much easier to move on from your, like, fight.
Yeah.
Or to fix an argument. If you
right?
just tell them what your problem
and
is.
Look, this is my problem with you. Okay, is that how you feel? This is how I... You know, sometimes even if it doesn't actually get resolved, at least you talked about it with the person involved.
At least you said it straight up, right?
Pag sinabi mo pa sa iba, tapos bigla malaman nila, ano sinasabi nga? Eh, kasi ganito ka. Ba't
ganito sinasabi? Behind my back.
Wala na, di ba? Like, it becomes longer.
Yeah.
Another example, signs of growth. I've realized that not everyone will like me, and that's okay. Not all of my crushes will like me back, and that's okay. Not all my battles will be won, and that's okay.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
accurate.
You just can't. You know, you can't live your life thinking everything will go your way.
Yeah.
You know, and there will be. That's where all the conflict comes from, eh, parang. Ah, you don't like me kasi pangit mo kasi. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, relax. It's fine. It's not an attack against you if they don't like you.
But you know, all of these things that you're talking about, you know, it's so easy when you look at it from the outside in.
True.
But when you're experiencing it, it's different.
Exactly.
You don't know how your emotions are going to handle certain situations on certain days, right?
Yeah, it's growth, diba? If you can actually... Because it's hard,
it.
It's really hard. But like, if you can actually get around it and apply... Hindi yung for show, ha? Yung literal, you can really process it in a more mature, more evolved way. Good for you, right?
Yeah.
It's so much easier that way. And one last, signs of growth, when you can celebrate somebody else's victories and achievements without comparing them to yours.
Yeah.
Another lesson that
comparisons.
Because it means then it's like, oh my gosh, congratulations, you got that promotion. And automatic yan parang, eh, ba't ako hindi na promote? I mean, we can't help it. Like you said, sometimes you're not even a bad person. It just comes to your brain, right?
It's
just intrusive thoughts.
It's just something that comes into, especially if you're competitive.
Exactly. Ay, mga tipong like, oh my gosh, congratulations, you got promoted. Magaling naman ako dyan eh. You know what I mean? Like it's human nature, right? But if you have growth, you'll be like, you know what? I can congratulate you. I can celebrate you without feeling bad about myself.
True.
Yeah. So there you go. You know, like signs of like maturity, of growth, of character development. Send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag signs of growth in all your posts.
Here you go. Let's play you a couple of songs before we get into the tea over coffee. Keep it locked. Only on Manila's hottest monster, RX93.1.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX93.1. Let's do some tea over coffee. Let's start off with Ariana Grande, who is about to release a new track called The Boy Is Mine.
Ooh.
Which is a reimagined version of Brandy and Monica's track of the same title. She also shares that it is, in a way, an elevated version of her previously leaked track, Fantasize, labeling it Bad Girl Anthem. So, that's exciting.
Okay.
I'll always love that song. Brandy and Monica.
Yeah, that was iconic.
Even that boy is mine.
I thought before, when it came out, that it was just a remake of The Girl Is Mine. By Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, because that was an iconic song. So I thought it was a remake, and then turns out, you know, medyo similar title lang. And I guess this one will be a tweaking of it. I don't think it's a full on remake.
It's probably not. You know how Ariana is.
Yeah.
In other news, Tyla canceled her North American tour and Coachella performances in a new post. For the past year, I've been silently suffering with an injury that has tragically worsened. I've seen doctors and specialists with high hopes, but the pain has only become much more agonizing. So, our heart goes out to her.
Oh, that's sad. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure she was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, this being her, like, I mean, last year being, and this year, being her breakout years.
It's her year.
This could be, like, parang masisira yung momentum, but yeah. Of course health comes first.
Health,
whatever
always
it
comes
is,
first.
She must take care of herself first.
In other news, Angela Bassett talks about her reaction to losing Best Supporting Actress at the Oscars. She says, "I thought I handled it well, and that was my intention to handle it very well. It was, of course, a supreme disappointment, and disappointment is human. I was disappointed. I handled it like a human being. I was gracious for myself and my children who were there with me." So yeah, I guess that's how you handle any loss or any like foreign defeat.
Because I think it was very evident that she wasn't
happy. That she
was. I guess that's why she has to address it.
You could tell from her face.
I mean, like, obviously, for every winner, there will be like four non-winners. So nobody has had to qualify how they processed it. I guess she felt the need because she looked pissed, you know, when she didn't win.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Kudos to her. You know, she's not saying that she should have won. What she was saying was, I was disappointed. And that's a human reaction. And, you know, everyone's disappointed when they don't win.
It's true.
Bar none, no matter how, quote-unquote, happy you are for the winner, it is human to feel disappointed. So there's nothing wrong with that. So for me, it's like, yeah, I mean, that was a classy way to handle it.
It was.
More than, oh, I should have won. Yeah, but that's a sore loser. Because you're like, you know, no matter how many critics said your performance was the best, well, you didn't win. You know, that's just how these awards shows work.
Yeah,
so
better luck next year.
You just have to be very game.
Event or next movie.
Exactly.
Or next series.
You know,
I mean, there's so many more.
And I'm pretty sure there were moments where you won, and there were probably people thinking that somebody else deserved it more. But it's your award, right? So
yeah.
When you don't win it, you also have to be gracious about it, because that's just how it works.
And lastly, fans of Inside Out. Inside Out 2 is coming out very soon. Oh. And the new poster for the Inside Out 2 includes the new emotions, all of them.
Oh, okay.
So joy, fear, disgust, sadness, anger are joined by anxiety, ennui,
oh,
envy, and embarrassment.
Oh, that's cool. It's kind of weird, though. I mean, I think envy is... I think envy and anxiety are the actual emotions. Ennui is more like a state of mind. And yeah, embarrassment is more like a... It's a situational thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? Like more than anger, sadness, joy. Because those are like big emotions. The others are like... Okay, that's a little odd. But I guess they are emotions. They're still emotions.
Because if you see their faces and you see how they are reacting to the world,
yeah,
it's very indicative of how
how they are,
Gen Z or the young kids, Gen Alpha pa, are. Like,
it's true.
Always like holding his phone, just staring at it. Like,
I don't really care.
Not
leave me alone.
Not in it for anything, but yeah, just to sit there and do nothing.
Yeah.
While,
Anxiety
looks anxious. And envy actually looks like a doe-eyed girl just looking at the world. Like,
no, but they should look more
that way.
It's more... Kasi dapat, di ba, parang like...
She looks
more adorable pa nga.
She is adorable.
Kasi di ba, envy, it's more like, no, I want that for myself. You know what I mean? That's like, but sa kanya parang ano, parang like...
But I think it's like...
Parang admiration.
It's more admiration, yeah.
Right?
And I guess it's how you look at it. And yeah, embarrassment is this big pink creature that's just like...
Isn't that the color you turn into, eh?
Yeah.
Pag na, ano ka, pag napahiya ka, you turn red, you turn pink. Yeah. You're like, no! Earth, swallow me whole!
Yum.
Yeah.
Well...
But that should be interesting. I loved Inside Out, so I'm pretty sure I'd love the sequel.
Ah, yeah. So I'm super excited for that, right? That was our hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send that hashtag with your response to RX931 on X. Keep it locked. Only here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And let's start off with some greets.
By the way, that was a song by Luna Dira, Wish You Were Dead, from the Sound Trip playlist. So you can check out more of
Luna Dira.
Yes, a different kind of sound every Tuesday with Kayla. That's from 7 to 9 p.m.
Good Lord.
Whew. And before that, we played Taylor Swift's Bejeweled and also something from Tori Kelly, number 2 on Countdown Top 7, High Water. Will it still be at number 2? Tonight?
Mm.
Or will it be number 1? Or will it go down? Find out. 7 to 9. No, 7 to 8. For Countdown Top 7.
Ginawa mong OPM Riot.
Tsaka in overtime ko yung sarili ko.
Ginawa mong anyway, OPM Riot.
Let's say good morning to Midsis. Hello. Midsis says, keep forgetting. Okay. A former jock. Okay, hello. Hi, Midsis. Good morning. Hello to Renz. What's up to... Butter Baby, also to Fitz Villafuerte, who wants to say good morning to Philip, Doc, Mike, and Steven on the way to Baguio. Have a safe trip and kita kits in a while. Hello to Mitch, also. We're saying good morning to Majorette and her husband, Alan Rex. Hello to Johan and Alexa, Joni, Claude, Ronaldo Quino, Mayi, Virginia. Sonico says good morning to Jel, Chet, Nikki, Anna, Nina, and Angela, who's celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Angela!
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Angela!
Good morning to Gina Buido and Mika, also to Kakai. And a happy 19th anniversary to Vincent and Jetta from Kakai. Arlene says, good morning. Hi to Juice Blank. Also, what's up to Nicholas from Smarty Alec. We have Carlo, who wants to say hello to his wife, Marielle Ann Lozada. Good morning to Hody H, who says, please greet my longtime friend, Mr. Perk, a happy birthday today.
Perk! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Ben Choi says hello to his PNFM, Joseph, Migs, Kiko, and Bebang. And nagaantay daw ng 8 a.m. for their police clearance. Oh. Mga parak. Chico.
Mga parak.
Your besties.
Mga Benji parak.
Nina. And Nina Hidalgo says, sabi ni Anissa, habang confused na, is that Hazel? Okay. Hello to Trisha or TM. Oh, and we have another birthday greet. I hope they're still listening. But we're saying happy, happy birthday. This is our very own Pee-wee's daughter. Happy 16th birthday.
Happy 16th
Weena
birthday.
Weena Roy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Weena Roy.
Her birthday was yesterday, but Pee-wee forgot. So he's like, naku, nakalimutan ko.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Weena. Let's do a birthday blend
okay,
for her.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Weena Roy.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday!
Weena Roy.
What a cute name. Yes. Happy birthday. That's it.
And saying hi to Ronaldo Quino. Hi to Renz Ruvo. Thank you so much for the tea today. Juice Blank says, yung na-curious ako sa lasa nito. It's a new kind of beer. We'll check it out. Nina Hidalgo, adding to what you're saying a while ago, Hazel, we listen to TMR kapag ihahatid ang bebe sa school. Kahapon, my husband turned on the radio and forgot to choose RX. May two girls na nag-uusap. Sabi ni Anissa habang confused, Nanay, is that Hazel? So my husband switched it to RX. Sabi ulit ng anak ko, I knew it. That girl's voice is so low. Hazel has a beautiful voice. Ma-amaze ako. Kung hindi magpapag-greet kay Chico or Marky, magpa-fangirl kay Hazel.
Please say hi to Anissa. You're so sweet.
Hi to Anissa, fangirl of Hazel, the Batos.
The what?
The Hello. Batos. What do you call your fan club? The Hotties?
Sure. Yes. My little Hotties.
And Chico's thinking.
Better face. Halves. Kasi hati. Mga kahati mo.
Better halves.
My better halves. Kasi mga Hazel, hati.
Ano yung sa'yo, Chicoholics?
Hindi, di ba ano? Ano yan? Mga kapempem.
Kapempem. Di ba? Kapempems.
And
Pemster pala, sorry. Mga kapemster.
Kapemsters.
Oh no. Kapemster.
I think you made a mistake there, Chico.
Parang got the sound right. Kapemster pala. The Pemsters, remember?
Parang cute yung bago. Ano yung bagay, Mego?
Pemsters.
I think nagkamali ka with the, it's like pom-poms.
Yeah, like pom-pom. Yeah, mispronounced.
Mispronounced. And Uniquely Common is starting us early with a hashtag TMR watch list, sending us the first set of entries. So if you guys are interested in sending in what you've been watching for the past week, send them over at RX931, hashtag TMR watch list, and we'll read them out later around 9, maybe during TikTok Live or Facebook Live. Let's see what happens. Anyway, that's it for greets.
All right, so here we go. We've got Nina Hidalgo and Rudes Antonio to thank for the topic. Hashtag signs of growth. Let's start off with Maxim De Winter.
Number 10.
Yung hindi ka na bitter pag may jowa na si idol. Kasi alam mo namang mas may chance ka pang tumama sa loto kaysa magustuhan kanya. It's that maturity na parang like, look, you know what? I love this girl, this guy, this idol, this opa, this whatever. But I'm, you know, grounded enough to realize that that's all it is. Yeah. You know, I don't have any delusions that someday magkakasalubong kami, tas parang madadapa ako, tas siya yung sasalo sa akin, tas marirealize niya kung gano'n ako ka-pretty. And like, you know what I mean? Like, you're adult enough to realize that's all in your head.
Right.
And you're cool. And when they eventually have an actual relationship or they get married or whatever, you're like, I'm happy for my idol.
You know that they have their own lives and you have your own life to
exactly.
live.
Exactly.
Very true.
Diba? Because it means that we kind of like get carried away with our little fantasies and nabablur na yung kung ano ba talaga yung fantasy at kung ano yung totoo.
Ay, naku, yan yung dangerous.
Yeah.
Diba?
Mm.
But then again, sometimes it happens that they do end up together.
It's
sometimes,
possible.
Like very Notting Hill, I mean, gets. Pero,
very
yon,
unlikely.
Very Fan unlikely. Ika nga nila, possible, but not probable.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, anything is possible, right?
At saka depende rin kung ano yung, kung saan nandun yung idol mo. Kasi, if local, obviously, that's
pwede.
Possible.
Uh-oh.
But like, alam mo yun, if they're on the other side of the world.
True.
How?
And coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number nine.
Signs of growth, talking with a person you have an issue with instead of doing a cryptic post about them online.
Online. Ang daming ganon.
Alam, I don't do this anymore. I used to. But like, I don't know, it's maybe at least 10 years since my last cryptic post. But I do understand why people do it. It's not always... Meron kasi, naghahanap lang ng drama. You're just bringing the drama. But sometimes, it's like you have something you want to get off your chest, but you have very good reasons why you can't tell the person. You know what I mean? Like, for example, may sama ng loob ka sa friend mo. Of course, that's the ideal, right? Tell your friend. Pero like, alam mo yun, maybe natatakot ka na mag-aaway kayo or something. Or maybe you have a crush on somebody you're not supposed to have a crush on. Maybe, again, maybe it's your best friend or maybe it's the kapatid of your jowa. Or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Wala ka namang planong to act on it. But yeah, you just want to get it off your chest without actually saying what it is. So you make a cryptic tweet. So parang may konting release of pressure without really saying what's the problem.
I get it. But also, like you said, it comes with maturity. Na parang if you can't tell the person directly, well, you just don't say anything.
That's what I do now.
Same. Before, I would also post these cryptic, you know, tweets or whatever. But now, it has gotten to a point that if I were to even post anything, it's so cryptic, you would not even realize it's a cryptic tweet.
It's a cryptic tweet.
To that point. That means that even if ako yung makabasa ng tweet, let's say a couple of months later, I might not even remember
what the issue was.
Saying, kasi ganun siya ka-cryptic na to the point na it's a one-word tweet. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Plus, yeah. I stopped doing it because I think that was the last cryptic tweet I ever tweeted. Nag-tweet lang ako ng cryptic tweet ko. Tapos, yung akala ko na sobrang cryptic. As in, super cryptic.
Oh, tinanong ka kung siya.
The Huli person ka. that I was referring to, sabi sa akin, I know this is about me. And I know that you'll probably deny it if I asked you that if it's me.
Oh my gosh.
So, let me just apologize, you know, blah,
cringy.
Blah. I didn't mean to ganyan.
But I have to say, I admire that person.
Yes.
I admire that person for addressing it. And yes, for like, alam mo yon, yung parang, kasi sometimes we'd also, di ba, I'm sure you've encountered cryptic stuff also, na yeah, parang ako to.
Ako yata to.
I would never actually say, hey,
is this me?
Mo, dead man na lang din. Mm. Or I would probably retaliate and post like a different cryptic tweet.
True. And then tsaka ano, tsaka nag-apologize.
Yeah.
At tsaka yung parang like, you don't even have to reply to this. Like, you can just pretend that nothing happened. But you know what? Sorry if I hurt you. And I really appreciated this person so much more.
Yeah.
A similar thing happened to me. I posted something like this a few years ago, maybe 2014, 2013. And I got a message from someone. And they were like, I know this is about me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, girl, get over yourself. It's not about you.
So it wasn't even about her.
It wasn't even about her. And she's like, oh, okay, sorry. I'm like, yeah, no, it's about something else. It's about like a relationship. And then she's like, oh, okay, I thought it was about me.
The world does not revolve around you.
It doesn't revolve around you, girl.
My gosh.
That's the thing. Sometimes people think everything they see online is
about
them.
Yun din yung delikado ha, sa cryptic tweet. Kasi kunyari, nag-cryptic tweet ako, but I was actually referring to Marky. Something that happened between me and Marky. Tapos si Hazel thought that it was about her. But since she's not the type who would ask me if the tweet is about her, sasama na yung loob niya sa akin without realizing that it wasn't about her. Gets?
Yeah, it's tricky.
For all you know, nag-cryptic tweet ka and there are about 12 people out there who thought siya yung pinapatamaan mo and sumama na yung loob nila sa'yo.
Oo, oh, alam mo, na-realize ko, meron din pala akong huling cryptic tweet not too long ago na nahuli din ako. Pero this person didn't really like directly message me and say na parang, I know you're talking, hindi ganon. Parang ang nangyari kasi, my cryptic, quote-unquote, my cryptic tweet wasn't like pertaining to what was going on. Parang, kasi parang feeling ko, ginagaslight ako ng tao.
Oh.
So like, post lang ako na parang, gaslighting. And then like, the definition of gaslighting, without actually addressing what was going on. But then the next time, I saw the person, parang, he was just like, O baka sabihin mo na lang ginagaslight kita.
Oh no!
No!
I was so taken aback. Kasi totoo naman. The reason I posted it was because of something, you know.
Pero ang galing niya.
Ang galing niya. Pero he didn't take it like, you know, the wrong way. And he kind of joked about it because he probably knew na, alam mo yun, nag-vent lang ako. Pero it wasn't anything deeper than that. So parang, nung sinabi yun sa akin, natawa na lang din ako. Na parang I kind of acknowledged
that. So, huwag mo na i-deny.
You know what? You're right. But like, yeah. Whatever.
Deny. Huli kam.
Oh my gosh.
And coming from anti-sedulous.
Number eight.
Signs of growth? Yung ano, sa bahay na lang ako kakain ng dinner. Kung saan, hindi kung saan sa ang fast food. Mas masarap na, mas makakatipid pa. Kasi sometimes it's ano, yung, yun nga, yung, I guess it's the childish in us na parang like, mas masarap pag sa labas, pag sa restaurant. You know what I mean? Yung parang like, because it's more fun, right. You know, it's like, you don't have to work, and then, you know, everything. But then yun nga, when you're of a certain age, or kahit hindi, maybe it's not even age-related, but when you're just more mature na, alam mo, laki ng matitipid ko eh, kung sa bahay na lang, pagtsatsaga right. Ako na lang magluto sa bahay.
Although kasi, you're lucky if you still live at home with your parents.
Yeah.
Or your family.
True.
Kasi may food lagi. But if you live alone, sometimes it's not an option because you're too tired to prepare anything.
Exactly.
And you're just like, why would I? I mean, I'd rather just rest while waiting for my order. So I'll just order something.
True. And from the Super Malice guy.
Number seven.
I used to prefer quality over quantity, whether it's regarding clothes, friends, or experiences. Now I've really realized the importance of quality. Na mas okay talaga yung nagtatagal at hindi madaling masira. Whether it's an item or a relationship.
Mm.
And I don't have to have a lot. Diba? Even with friends, yung when you're younger, it's like, no, I have to have a lot of friends. Yung tipong,
yeah, you want
to
be popular.
Yung tipong pag nag-party ako, talagang kailangan malaking venue kasi hindi magkakasya yung mga i-invitein ko. And then as you get older, you're really like, you know, I just need a handful.
I need a few friends.
And we'll just go to like, just go to the house, we'll have dinner, and I'll have infinitely more fun than a, you know, renting out a ballroom just to have all these friends that I'm not really close with.
Kasi iba na yung definition mo din of friends.
Yeah.
As you get older. Because when you're younger, you consider everyone friends.
Yeah. You consider like acquaintances friends.
Exactly. Yeah. People you just see when you party. You're like, oh, that's my friend. But in reality, as you get older, you know, friends are people you can actually count on. Who will be there, you know, not just during parties, but during the bad times,
the good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's also interesting to note that, yeah, they are acquaintances, but they're also there for you when you need them.
Oh.
So, I mean, eventually, when you're younger, you think they're friends, right? But when you're older, they're acquaintances. But they're still people that you talk to.
Yeah.
So,
ako kasi, if it's that,
try not to push them away.
If kunyari, there is an acquaintance, and I feel like I can count on them in times of need, parang I won't consider them acquaintances anymore.
Ma-elevate na sila to friend status.
Ma-promote na sila.
Uh-uh.
Kasi parang like, for me talaga acquaintances, yung hindi ko yan tatawagan if I need,
yeah.
I just know you. But you're not my friend. And unahin ko talaga yung mga friend ko na. Kasi minsan, okay, acquaintance ang tingin ko sa'yo. And then let's say hindi naman kita tinakbuhan for help. But let's say, nag-offer ka ng help. Pero after that friend natin.
I agree. And
that's
also,
true actually.
Friend
yeah.
ka na, hindi ka na acquaintance.
Hindi lang din for the bad times yung kinoconsider ko na friends. Parang for me, people that I want to share good news with. Yung
yeah.
parang if something good happens to me na, the people that I want to call to tell them about it, those are my friends.
Or kunyari, ganun nga, kunyari office mate. Sino yun? Ah, office mate ko. If something happens, whether yun nga, they help me out, or kahit, like you said, hindi naman bad times. Pero kunyari, we had like this really wonderful conversation na parang like, really substantial.
Right.
Na next time somebody asks me, sino yun? A friend ko from the office.
Yeah.
Yung parang, you know what I mean? It
True.
Doesn't have to be a bad situation, but more like, alam mo, we clicked.
You just shared
you
something
know?
Deeper na.
Right. Like for example, Mayan in RX
yeah,
more,
yeah, yeah.
Parang like she was an office mate. If people were to ask, oh yeah, that's you know somebody from RX. But after we've had a couple of talks, yes. na, like literally we sat down and nagchikahan kami about K-dramas and all that.
Yeah.
Parang like,
friend.
No, this is my friend, yeah. you know? And if somebody were to ask me, I'd say, oh, that's my friend from RX.
Hi, man. We miss you.
Hello. Pero gets, diba? So, yeah. And coming
about,
from...
What if it's evolved? Past friend?
Ay.
Like, parang throuple.
Ano ko yan? Acquaintance.
Parang yung kata ni Katy Perry to, from friends to lovers to strangers.
Parang, si Hazel, di ba? Yung acquaintance ko sa RX. May TMR acquaintance.
From friends to throuple to acquaintance. Jeez! Kailangan ma-promote ako ulit. Extra kayod ako nito.
Ganun. And coming from Mac MJ Pumapayan.
Number six.
Waking up at 3 a.m. nang walang alarm clock. Like, kunyarin yung time na kailangan mo talagang gumising. Because I don't know, why do you have to wake up at 3 a.m.? So I'm guessing kailangan niyang, maybe for work?
Maybe.
Yung parang when it gets to that point na yung hindi ka na nalalaban sa alarm, yung kailangan mong gawin for the day. Diba sometimes, like, you just don't wanna do it. Kaya parang like, no, like, I just wanna stay in bed. But when you can actually wake up without an alarm clock, it's growth or it's also age.
That's what it is.
It's also age. Pero, alam mo, I really take that with a grain of salt. Because I know a lot of people who are, like, really, really old and they still can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess it's like your the makeup of the person. Meron naman mga super bata, pero like, daling-dali sila magising.
I feel like situational din siya for some people.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, you can do it most days, but then there are days when you're extra tired and it's just like...
Yeah.
Hello, pag for work, hindi ka magising-gising, pero pag, kunyari, may flight kayo na maaga, an hour before, gising ka na.
Kasi
excited ka.
True.
You know what I mean?
So you're not... excited, it becomes lethargic, and
exactly.
you're like just at home,
and you don't wanna wake up, right? Because you know you're waking up to go to work. But if you're waking up to go to Japan, or you're waking up to go to Europe or the US,
ay mo maiwan.
Siyempre, gising na gising ka noon, and siguro 2 hours before you'd be up. And from JR Keita,
number five,
signs of growth when you take accountability sa mga pagkakamali mo instead of maghahanap ng kung sino ang masisisi mo.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a level of maturity that's hard to get to. Kasi human nature yun eh.
You just really don't want to own up to your mistakes.
Exactly.
Because you want to think of yourself as, alam mo yun.
Parang self-preservation na rin. Na parang like, diba? Like,
pero when you
human
think about
siya.
It then, parang, you know, eventually you will come to realize na life isn't like that. You will F up at some point. It's about taking accountability and what you do after.
Actually, magkahiwalay yun, ha? A lot of people are okay. They understand that they messed up. They just don't want to take accountability for it.
That's true.
So magkahiwalay pa yan. It's not so much that they're thinking it's not their fault.
Mm.
They know it's their fault, but it's like, how do I pass this off to somebody else?
It's not my fault.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's also really hard these days, especially if you worry about what other people think and you get like quote unquote canceled on X or whatever and then you post something and there's no way out of it.
True.
Even if you take accountability for your actions, they'll still say you're wrong. So
that's true.
There is no arguing
these days.
Hindi, tsaka ano eh, usually pag nag-take accountability ka na. Accountability ka
na. Parang si Korean person, di ba?
Oh, really?
Di ba nag-apologize?
Oh, I didn't see the apology.
Oo.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did he say?
The one that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah. What did he say?
I'm gonna look it up and then we'll talk about it.
I'm curious. Hindi kasi diba, yun nga, minsan nag-ano ka na na, I'm so sorry, I'll try to do better, I hope you could find it in your hearts to forgive me. Yung meron parang, you're going to have to win me back. May ganun yung general public.
Uh-uh.
Na parang hindi ka nila i-embrace agad-agad. Yung parang, you have to prove yourself all over again.
And it's gonna take a few years.
Sometimes
years, I tell you.
Uy, minsan months lang.
May apology video siya where he said parang he was so frustrated. That's why he said what he said.
Yeah.
Mm. May video daw. Nag-post daw ng video.
Okay. So. Interesting. And at number four.
Number four.
From Juice Blank. Signs of growth. Mas gusto ko nang manood ng mga documentaries kesa yung mga telenovela na nagkapalitan ng anak.
You know, it's funny because for me, it's kind of the opposite. When I was younger, I was very much into documentaries.
Okay.
But now that I'm a little older, parang it would have to be something I am extremely interested in for me to watch it. Parang yung, for example, I think the last documentary I watched was We Are the... Well, hindi man documentary kay Wendy, parang docu, parang siyang bio. Kind of a documentary.
Yeah.
So yes, the Wendy Williams thing, the We Are the World thing, yun. Kasi I'm interested.
Right.
But like, not just the most random ones. But when I was younger, like, I remember watching Eyewitness on a weekly basis.
Right.
Like, I would look forward to it every single week because I was such a fan and I just enjoyed watching about like other people's lives, and now yun nga parang baligtad na
kasi parang ano nga yun eh, that's the evolution. Usually when you're younger you don't like news, diba? Tapos as you get older yan na yung news. Kahit nung uso pa yung newspaper kasi wala nang newspapers, pero like before nag-graduate ka, dati comics lang yung binabasa mo. Tapos as you get older you're like, okay, let me read the front page na rin. Tapos parang pag naubos mo na yung front page, interested ka na rin dun sa mga nasa loob.
Yeah.
Kumbaga the lesser important news pero current events nevertheless. Yeah, that's something na parang that used to happen all the time.
It happens. Pero I guess yun nga, pag nasobrahan ka naman na sa all the information,
gusto mo ulit bumalik.
Ka din and you're like, I don't wanna watch that anymore.
Parang kailangan mo rin ng pagpag.
Yeah.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number three.
And something very similar from Archer Aguilar. She sent in the same entry. Signs of growth. When I first watched Gilmore Girls and Dawson's Creek, kamping-kampi ako sa mga bida. I rewatched them recently and I found them all bratty and annoying. Same with Disney cartoons. Kampi na ako dun sa mga parents ng princesses.
Can I
same with Archer.
Say, it's like, it's our problem now with Rent. Because these guys are like bums. They're the ones who are sitting there not paying their freaking rent.
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to make them lovable these days when now everyone's like woke?
Yeah.
And now my character, Benny's the good guy because he's just asking for his money.
That's true.
It belongs to him.
It belongs to him.
It's his money.
So, like, now they have to make my character a little bit more lovable, so I'm not so hateable, and they're trying to make the other characters kind of, like, a little bit more modern, so they're not so hateable. So it's just much harder nowadays, because it's a period piece, and you have to find a way to relate to the audience.
That's true. Kami rin, nag-tweak din kami.
Nang rent-to-own. Ano nangyari?
Oo, parang like, we needed to make yung poste a little bit more relatable.
Sorry, pero natawa ako. Because I was watching Kayla's stories. Tapos nag-perform siya for like Meralco Luminaries. Yung post niya. Tapos alam mo, nung nakita ko yung post ni Kayla, she looked beautiful by the way. Ang naisip ko talaga yung, ako ang
poste.
Ano na, kompleto na siya yung kanta. Nakompleto ko siya kagabi.
Talagang tinalay mo.
Tinalay ko siya.
Kasi
kasama
it.
Ko yung mga aso. No bed, please. No bed, please.
Okay.
Remove it. Ako ay poste ng Meralco. Iniihian ng mga gwapo at paminsan-minsan pati ng aso. Ako ay poste at hindi banyo.
Ay, ang ganda!
Yung meron siyang angst na parang nandito ako para magbigay liwanag. And nasa na ako ngayon? Iniihian nyo lang ako. Ginawa nyo akong banyo eh.
It's giving, alam mo yung musical song mo, it's giving handog. Di ba yung handog yung tatanda? yung parang yung lyrics niya, wala doon yung title. Kasi diba title na pang K?
Yes,
parang,
yes.
Parang, diba? Parang, may handog.
Diba?
Wala namang handog
kasi parang meron
song,
siyang existential.
Kasi yung pang K.
Tinarak ako dito para magbigay liwanag, hindi para ihian nyo.
Oo, so. Tapos may responsorial.
Ano?
Ama ka na akla.
Ay, nako.
Oo. So,
ganda.
Ganun. Ganda, di ba? Meron ano siya, parang yung tugs at your heartstrings. Di ba yung...
We're excited and we want to know what the next song is. You have to release it one at a time. Like one more chance, the musical.
Ay, sige.
There's songs one at a time. So, dapat ganun din kayo.
Okay.
Yeah.
From, ano na tayo? Queen of Deadma.
Number two.
Gustuhin ko mang sarilinin. Sarilinin? Sarilinin?
Sarilinin.
Gusto ko mang sarilinin at ubusin mag-isa yung isang pack ng chicharon. I share it na with other people. At baka atakihin lang ako sa kadamutan ko. Alam mo, learning to share is one of the most basic but one of the hardest lessons. Alam mo, yung bata ka pa lang, tinuturuan ka na oh, di ba sabi, anong sabi ko, di ba?
Sharing is caring.
So you have to share with your younger brother, with your younger sister. And we learn it very early on. Mm. But to be honest, like, even as adults, lumalabas yung childish ano na, no, this is just mine.
Human nature is dumb.
Human nature talaga eh. Na parang, I guess ano, because it's, in like, if you were to like, papatulan mo lang yung argument, it's survival.
True.
You know, like, for example, why, bakit yung mga lions, when they have a kill, the alpha males eat first, tapos pagtapos na sila, tsaka, yung ganon, yung parang, kasi because it's like, well, I'm the one who protects the pride.
Yeah.
Ako yung sasabak pag may dumating na intruder. So I should get the most food. You know, you know what I mean? Like parang, I guess from a very primal level.
Yeah.
We want everything for us. Me first. Before okay. Everybody else.
Tita mo, sobrang against ka sa throuple when sharing is caring.
Oo, talagang, alam mo yun, lions attack!
Hindi, pero alam mo, minsan kasi some people, especially if they were forced to share so much
yes,
growing
as kids,
up,
yeah.
Sila yung parang, as adults, medyo they have a hard time sharing because
true.
Parang it's the only time that you get to decide for yourself kung ano lang yung isha-share mo and kung ano yung ikikip mo to yourself.
I don't know if I should tell this story, pero one of our very first tampuhan ever.
Oh.
Was... We went out to eat. Tapos, edi, may food si Baby Well. Tapos, may food rin ako, di ba?
Uh-uh.
So, paglapag namin ng food na gano'n, sabi ko, ay, pati kem. Tapos, kumuha ako. I forgot ko ano na. Kunyari, fries. Kumuha ako ng french fries. Tapos, pag reach out ko for french fries, yung parang tinakpan niya yung pag... No! Parang like, don't touch my food. Tapos ako talaga like...
I can't imagine!
Talaga, like parang mangingin ng luha ko na like, I thought you loved me! Why won't you share me food? Tapos like, in-explain niya na parang knee-jerk reaction. Kasi nga daw, growing up, sa kanila, pag kunyari may manok, literally, naka-assign, may pangalan, kulang na lang may pangalan yung each part. Kasi like, one part each. Because there's not enough for everyone. Like, you don't get seconds.
Yeah.
So, alam mo yun, yung may ganong, ano talaga growing up na yung, what's mine is mine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sharing.
Yeah.
So, it took a long while. Tapos pag yung kunyari, yung, tas, fast forward, yun, pag yung kunyari, tikman mo to. Hindi na. Baka sabi mo, inaagawa ko.
Yan yung sinabi mo na, sinabi niya, tikman mo to?
It's a food.
I find it hard to believe. Tikman mo to, hindi na.
Hindi, pwede. Oh. Tikman mo to, hindi na. Sige na. Okay. Yung dapat may konting pilit.
Oo, may konting pilit.
Masyadong maalat kasi.
Oo. Hindi kasi, di ba? Like, syempre, yung ako naman, parang...
No, I get that though. Yung parang if you get rejected or parang may resistance, if you are met with resistance, ayaw mo na.
Alam mo, nagki-quiver na yung lips ko. I was like, you don't wanna share with me.
But that's a thing, no? I mean, I don't know. The Philippines is a little bit more of an open country to that. They love to share. Like,
yeah.
Kain na po. Ganon. But like, experiencing that firsthand as well, when I had to eat with a friend and I wanted to try his food in Switzerland, it's like, no. Buy your own food.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
normal for them over there to do that. It's
and
like,
it's not like rude to say
it. Isn't rude. It's like, that's mine.
Uh-oh.
Buy your own food. I mean, I don't like sharing my saliva with anyone.
Right. I guess for some kind people, of thing, it's not automatic.
It's not automatic. Yeah. Hindi kasi, di ba tayo, hello, ano nga yung, like, boodle fight. Yung halo-halo kayo dun sa food in front of you, right? Yung, ano sa atin yung salo-salo?
It's a big thing
for us. It's a thing for us. I guess for Asians?
Asians in general, yeah. We love to share. And I guess that's the whole concept of, like, kain na po.
Kain po tayo. Right.
And you say no, politely.
And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
Comes from Maxim De Winter.
Maxim De Winter says.
Ito, alter talaga to ni. True alter ni Hazel. Signs of growth. Yung kapag may problema ka sa bata, yung guardian na yung kinakausap mo. At hindi yung bata ang pinapatulan.
I don't know about that. I don't know if we're there yet, if I'm being honest.
Oh, no. That's why I'm saying this is you. Kasi definitely you're not there yet. 100% you are not
so
there.
So, sign yun pagka ganyan ako.
Pag kunyari, ang kinausap mo na yung magulang, then I'm like, ay, growth,
she's
evolution.
She's mature. She's maturing. Ganon.
Yeah, so, malayo pa. Malayo.
Totoo. Malayo na, pero malayo pa.
Oo, Diyos ko. Hello.
When it comes to dealing with children.
Nagdi-deep dive ng mga video ng mga batang nadadapa.
Stop.
This is one of the reasons why I was like, there was a part
it's
of me that
funny.
There was a part of me that was gonna ask, Kai, you wanna come join us for Holy Week? Nope, never mind.
That's a baby.
Uh-uh.
I like babies.
No, but at night, we're trying to sleep. It's a different story.
Yeah, but oh, he's a baby, but at night, he's a banshee. And there you go, the top 10 signs of growth. If you want to join us, go ahead, send them all in, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Signs of Growth in all your posts.
And in a little while, we'll give you guys a chance to win tickets to Wonderland.
Whoa!
That's happening this weekend. My gosh, tickets up for grabs on The Morning Rush. For now, more music on The Monster. RX93.1, Ray with Worth It. All right, call us up now, 86319393. This is it. Wonderland tickets up for grabs. Go join us. All you have to do is call. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Anna.
Hi, Anna. Where are you calling us from?
I'm driving currently.
Oh,
and
okay.
In Makati.
All the way to work?
Yep.
I see. All right, so we'll make this easy for you. We'll just play a little bit of a little song clip, okay? And then you tell us who the artist is.
Okay.
And of course, this is like one of the artists for the Wonderland Music and Arts Festival this weekend, okay?
Sure. Okay, I'll try. Okay.
All right, so here we go. This is your song. Just name the artist and you're good to go, all right? And we're ready in 3, 2, 1.
Please be good.
Who's that?
Oh no, I'm not familiar.
Come on. We have a clue. He's from day two. He's going to be performing day two.
Day two. Gosh, I'm really not sure. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
Oh no, Anna! Anyway, okay, well, we'll have to get another caller. But thank you for joining us.
All
try
right.
again.
Thank
All right.
you. Thank
Bye,
you.
Anna. Aw, what a bummer.
Sayang.
But anyway, in case you don't win on the show, you'll get another chance later because Rio will be giving away more tickets. But do join us. We still don't have a winner.
Yes.
86-31-9393. Call us up. We'll play a song for you, like a clip from one of the artists performing this weekend at Wonderland. And then if you get to guess who the artist is, you will win two tickets.
Yes.
So you and a friend can go enjoy Wonderland this weekend. And of course, some of the jocks will be there as well. So we hope to see you guys there. Just give us a call, 86-31-9393. Speaking of artists from Wonderland, let's play one and then we'll put someone on air after.
Okay.
Here's Cosmos Midnight performing Day One.
Okay.
I love this song. With Rual, Down For You. Only here on The Monster. Good morning. Monster, RX 93.1, Down For You by Cosmos Midnight and Rual. And we've got another contestant joining us via 86-31-9393. Still trying to win tickets to Wonderland this weekend. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
Jason.
It's Jason.
Hello.
Hey, Jason.
Morning, Chico. Morning, Izo, Marky.
Where are you calling from, Jason?
Driving right now in UP area.
It sounds real windy. Okay, so Jason, all you have to do is tell us the artist, okay? We'll play a little song for you. And if you're able to name this person, then you will win the tickets.
All right.
Good luck, Jason. This
Thank
is
you.
The song. And
oh. It's Jack Johnson.
Even I know this.
Congratulations!
Even I know that.
Yes, Jack Johnson is the right answer. Jason, just like that, two tickets for you. Again, enjoy Wonderland. And this is happening in Alabang over at the PhilInvest City Events Grounds. Day one Saturday includes Jack Johnson, Parcels. Nikki interviewed the band, by the way, just last week. And then Cosmos Midnight, the song we just played, etc. Day two, we'll have Thundercat, PJ Morton, and more. Congratulations, Jason. And enjoy
so
Wonderland. And thank you for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.
We already have his details. And just like that, another winner. Congratulations.
We have a winner.
Gail did give away tickets as well last night. And later on, Rio will be giving away more. So make sure to stay tuned to The Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, and we are live on
TikTok.
TikTok. Let's start off with some grief.
Not gonna lie, the internet's been really funny
lately.
So, yes.
Spotty.
Spotted internet.
We're trying though. Hopefully at this point we are for real live, because I'm not
for real,
FRFR. I think we are. Okay, I think I see myself. Okay, so join us, TikTok RX931. And yes, I'm waiting for you guys to join as well. Good morning to everybody in the comment section. Like Yen and CJ. Hello to Eric. What's up to Dreewan? Hello to Samantha. Thank you so much for joining us on TikTok Live. Also, good morning to these texters. Mark Enriquez. Dino says congrats to Jason, who won tickets to Wonderland. Hello to former Sanchez. Good morning to your Ateneo Grad School, Rockwell, BFF, SJ. Stay safe. Hi to Neo, to Renz, and Bogs Titanes. Maxim the Winter says what's up. Also, hello to Christer and Butter Baby. Lodi Cake also is locked in. Thank you so much for texting. Mar says good morning. Hi to Ro and Anjali. What's up to Coco Hernandez, Jay Escobar, Hody H, Advan Choi, Henry, and Ambet. And I think that's it for the text line for now.
And on X, saying hi to a couple of people. It's really funny because, like, Anissa, the one who's tuned in, the kid. Nina Hidalgo says, I'm rethinking kung itutuloy ko pang makinig si Anissa sa TMR. Kanina pom-pom, ngayon panghe.
Oy, panghe just means ano? Well, Like, you can go to a public restroom, right? And say, ay, ang panghin.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, that's true.
And pom-pom is like what you use for like cheerleading. Yeah. Oh, what are you talking about?
Pom-pom is what you use.
Hindi, pam-pam. Di ba pam-pam is papansin?
Yun. Diba?
Pag-pag-slang ka, syempre it's not pam-pam. It's like pam-pam. Diba?
Exactly.
So, Larry yeah. again.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Hi to Adventure, and that's it for greet.
Okay, so let's jump into it. We've got our top 10 courtesy of Nina Hidalgo and Rudes Antonio. Thank you. Signs of growth. That's our goal. I mean, it's okay if you're not there yet, but, you know, if you're on your way, I mean,
that's good enough.
Let's start off with Mike Ferrer and Archer Aguinaldo.
Number 10.
Tackling the problem head on instead of procrastinating and sweeping them under the rug.
Ooh, cause...
Guilty!
Cause sometimes, alam mo yun, hindi naman kailangan ng immediate action.
I'm really like, maano, yung like, I'll just deal with it later.
Exactly. And you're like, pwede later na.
Lalo na pag difficult. Mm. Yung kaya, it's a difficult conversation.
Mm. Like, it can't be solved immediately.
Hindi naman siya masosolve. Or posibleng it might get worse before it gets better. Oh, Lord. I'm like, can I just do this later?
Yeah.
Even if I know that
another time.
Even if it's inevitable, even if it's essential,
mm-hmm.
I will put it off.
Same.
I'm sorry, that's so me.
Yeah, same Z's.
And coming from, let me see, Anti-Sedulous.
Number 9.
Signs of growth, hindi na ako pumapatol sa mga political and religious posts sa Twitter at Reddit. Ano yan eh, no? Kuta ng mga opinion, ng mga like clashing opinions.
Oh yeah.
Rival views. Oh my gosh. It's like, it's a black hole, I tell you. I tell you. Coming from Maxim De Winter.
Number 8.
Signs of growth, pag kay Tom ka nakampi at busit ka na rin kay Jerry. Alam mo, I'm not so much anti-Tom, pro-Jerry person. I'm more of, I really hate Chip and Dale. The Chipmunks.
Oh, I never watched.
Kasi usually, merong series of cartoons where iinisin nila si Donald Duck.
Mm.
Tapos si Donald, dahil nabuisit, will try to get back at them.
Mm.
And then, magiging parang ano na nga siya, Tom and Jerry, na he'll try to bring a cannon, he'll try to, yung ganon, tapos mag-fail. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is not right. He was minding his own business. It was the two chipmunks who would be like, as compared to, for example, alam ko marami ring pro Wile E. Coyote na gusto nilang mahuli niya si Roadrunner.
Mm.
It's not like that. Kasi ito, Roadrunner is just minding his own business. It's Wile E. Coyote who's trying to catch him, right? So he could eat Roadrunner. Itong kala Donald Duck, ang nangbibwisit talaga, the two chipmunks.
Mm.
Tapos parang sila yung pa-victim na, oh look, Donald Duck is trying to destroy us. Yung parang like,
well, ako kasi as a Tom and Jerry child, I used to watch it when I was a kid. I've always been Team Tom. Like, gusto kong matiris si Jerry. Kasi nga, naiirita ako, he's too wise. Like, he would always make a fool of Tom.
Pero yun,
I would feel bad for Tom.
All right.
I do watch Tom and Jerry, pero who's the aggressor? Like, nangaasar ba si Jerry?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Isn't it really more of Tom who's just after Jerry?
I don't know. I just get picon kasi it's so annoying. Like, it's a never-ending chase. Tapos
right.
Never namang nahuhuli. So, I'm like, can you just get that Jerry, please?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyong says same, Jerry's annoying.
Hindi kasi ako ma-Tom and Jerry.
He'd start things to annoy Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there.
He'd mock Tom. Kasi hindi siya mahuli-huli. That's why.
Kasi yung kay Donald talaga, honestly.
Unprovoked.
He's minding his own. Like, usually he's like, mind is, kunyari, he's mending his apple trees. Tapos here comes the chipmunks and they start stealing his apples. Siyempre magagalit siya, di ba? So, itatry niya, ihabuli niya yung ano, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, deserve. Kasi kayo yung nanggulo eh.
Although, I like the chipmunks as the rescue rangers.
Oh, okay.
Chip and Dale, rescue ranger, Chip and Dale.
Ako naman ang gusto ko yung DuckTales. Ooh. I love DuckTales. I love that.
I actually watched it in Norwegian. I would only Uncle Scrooge is Uncle Scrooge.
Oh.
Scrooge McDuck.
I love that show. I remember I was in the US at the time. Yun yung dapat mag-UW ako. So while there was no school yet, I was just hanging out in my brother's house. Tapos since I had nothing to do, I was watching TV all day. Tapos para akong ano, para akong housewife. Yung I'd be like, I'd order a Pietro's pizza, a large.
Wow.
Tapos one hand, a slice of pizza, the other hand, the vacuum cleaner, while watching DuckTales.
For like, real?
Yeah, that was my life. I was such a homemaker. Like, ako yung magdagavacuum
ako. Homemaker, pero more day lang naman.
Bakit? Nagbavacuum ako.
Well, there's
ako
that.
Naglalaundry.
Fine. Doesn't know how to cook.
I don't know how to cook. Yep. So I would order a large pizza for the whole day na yon. Tapos pag uwi ng kuya ko, he'd be like, kinain mo tong buong pizza? Well, there's nothing to do.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do a quick, like, this or that. All right? Tom or Jerry?
Tom.
Oh, wait. Pro? Jerry.
Tom. Roadrunner or Wile E. Coyote?
Roadrunner.
I never watched.
Roadrunner.
Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Tweety or Sylvester?
Tweety. He's minding his own business.
I did
putty tat.
Small bird kasi. Kasi may big bird, di ba?
Wait, may soft spot pala tayo kay ano, Tweety.
Kay Tweety. Small bird with a big head.
Laki kasi ng ulo ni Tweety.
It's true. Kasi, sobrang laki yung ulo niya.
Pero maliit yung katawan.
Yes, uh-oh.
I mean, that's okay, right? Who else?
I don't know.
Ayun nga, Donald and the Chipmunks.
Donald and the Chipmunks.
Oh, Donald. 100%.
Yeah, Donald.
101%.
Donald.
Buisit yung mga.
Paano kung Chip and Dale's?
Yung sa Vegas? I guess those are the ones, no? Wala na, no? Yung mga habulan cartoons.
Elmer Fudd or Yosemite Sam?
Yes.
Oh!
Elmer Fudd or Yosemite Sam.
But hindi ba they're both against Bugs Bunny?
I'm not sure.
Yes, they're not
against it. It's ano eh. Elmer Fudd versus Bugs Bunny. Yosemite Sam versus Bugs Bunny. I love Bugs.
Yeah, Bugs for the
smart
win.
Smart alecky Bugs.
Yeah.
I love Bugs.
I love Bugs Bunny.
OG cartoons.
Oo. Gusto ko yung mga ano, yung mga hinahanap ni Yosemite Sam si Bugs Bunny. No? Tapos gagawin ni Bugs, papasok siya sa door. Tapos lalabas siya in drag. Naka-old lady drag siya. Di ba sabi nga nila, he's the first like drag queen. Tapos pagdating ni Yosemite, sasabihin ni Bugs Bunny, tatapat siya dun sa door na supposedly pinasukan niya. He's not in here! So syempre, sabi niya, get out of the way! Tapos pagbukas niya, may cannon.
The way you did, he's not in here.
My dance move. Ganun yung ginawa ni Bugs.
I can't.
Pero di ba si Yosemite Sam is more for Daffy Duck? No.
Bugs both. Parang both. Kasi di ba the heroes are Daffy and Bugs. As the villains are like usually. So minsan nag-iiba-iba lang sila. Nagsiswitch sila kung sino yung ipapare nila.
Si Tasmanian Devil, sino yung kaaway niya?
Oh!
May kaaway ba siya?
Parang wala man siyang kaaway. Pero maybe, I don't know. Oo nga, no?
Hinuhuli kasi siya eh.
Nino. Hindi ba Bugs rin yung kaaway niya? Or I don't know.
I don't remember.
But
actually, hindi ako fan kasi ni Tasmanian Devil.
So, I was. Like, I had merch. When I was a kid.
Well, possibly merch. Pero like as a character, parang pag siya yung, pag cartoon na siya, usually hindi ako ganun ka-interested. Like, I'm okay to skip. Pero pag si Bug, si Daffy, yeah. And si ano pala, Sylvester pala yun.
Fuck a tag.
Natatawa ko. And then, sabi ko, suffering succotash. Sabi ni Baby Whale, ha? Huh? Ano yung sinasabi niya? Suffering succotash. Ah, akala ko nung bata ako, suffering succot.
Kung ano-ano na naman nadidinig niya.
Kung ano-ano yung nadidinig
niya. Parang Lady in Red lang yan. May sarili siyang
Lady in Red, she's dancing with me.
She's so cheap. I can't with Baby Whale.
From Nina Hidalgo.
Number seven.
Signs of growth. Oh, this is a classic. Pag gets mo na yung POV ng parents mo, kung bakit protective sila dati, ngayong parent ka na din. Because you end up being very protective yourself. And you have to stop yourself. Because you're like, remember when you were young? You didn't like it when they were hovering over you.
Mm.
But now that you're a parent, because you love your kids so much, you're like, yung ganun pala yun. That's why sometimes you get a little carried away. Because you just love them so much.
Right.
To the point that you don't want them to do anything because you're so afraid for them. So, yeah.
It must be so stressful.
It's quite stressful.
I must say.
Yeah.
And coming from Adventure.
Number six.
I have grown to realize that the lesser the friends I have on social media, the more peaceful my existence. If you just keep it within your circle, then everybody's cool. Walang hater. Walang troll. Walang
makikipag-argumento sa'yo for like days.
Kasi you're all probably on the same page. Mm. Not that, you know, we don't welcome
discourse
and like, you know, like opening your mind to other beliefs. Pero at least if it's with friends, it's a healthy discussion.
Yeah. Nobody goes below the belt.
Even if it gets heated. Kahit yung to the point na nagtataasan na kayo na yung bosses because you're so passionate about your sides, at least you're arguing with a friend who knows where you're coming from.
At the end of the day, parang there's love there. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
And from the Super Malice Guy.
Number five.
Signs of growth. Dati, I tried to always have a positive attitude, a positive mindset. Later, I have realized that it's okay to not be okay, to cry, to sometimes even give up and choose my battles.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the fastest ways to get to a breakdown if you pretend that everything's okay, even when it's not. Kasi it's like, pressure cooker. You have to release, kaya merong nandun sa, that thing on top of a pressure cooker that releases steam.
Uh-huh.
Kasi if you don't, that thing will explode.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So you gotta let off steam, you know, little by little.
Little by little,
put
not
steam
all at once.
Let off steam, oh, diba?
You let off something. I don't know if it steams. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number four.
Signs of growth. When I cleaned up my friends list on my social media accounts, tinera ko yung mga may pick? Yung mga may pake ako talaga sa buhay.
What is it with you today?
Akala ko parang fake, like fake people or like...
It's all we heard.
Pake. Tinira ko lang yung may pake ako talaga sa buhay nila.
Uh-huh.
Kasi nga
I don't know what you've been watching.
Di ba ang pake with an I? Bakit kasi with an E?
Pake.
Pake, di ba? May pake ako. Di ba I?
Pake. No, it's E usually.
Ah, E ba?
Uh-huh. But why did you say it twice?
Kasi I didn't sound right.
It didn't sound right at all.
May pake ako talaga sa buhay nila.
Okay.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number three.
Signs of growth. I recently reread my blog and I could not stop cringing. I couldn't believe how ridiculous and overdramatic I was. Oh, that's a given.
Man, even if I was very dramatic.
Yeah.
Because those were valid feelings at the time.
At the time.
So. And those were memories.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kumbaga, that was your evolution.
Not my vlog. Not my blog. Mas ano pa, more on like mga Facebook status. Yung mga throwaway status.
Diba?
Doon ako nagka-cringe. Kasi the blogs, you know,
talagang legit thoughts yun eh. You know what I mean? So,
and you composed them. You composed them. Yeah. And from 7070.
Number two.
Number two.
I like this. Signs of growth. Yung tanga ka pa rin sa pag-ibig. Pero, at least sa tamang tao na. Right? Yung parang they're worth it. Even if, let's say, yung tama yung tao, pero porque tama yung tao doesn't mean tama sila lagi.
Yeah.
So, alam mo yun, when you, when sometimes parang lugi ka na, but if it's for the right person, if it's the person you want to be with for the rest of your life, parang it is still an evolution from, it's a step up.
Yeah.
From nagpakatanga ka na sa maling tao pa.
Double
whammy. To somebody na hindi pa worth it, di ba? Kunyari, ogag din yung tao. Tapos,
tsaka parang pag nagpakatanga ka kasi sa maling tao, they will take advantage of it. Versus if nagpapakatanga ka, pero tama naman yung tao, maybe they won't.
True.
Yeah.
And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
Number one.
Signs of growth comes from Fitz Villafuerte.
Fitz Villafuerte says,
when you no longer hold on to what if and learn to accept what is.
Yes.
Kasi minsan hindi ka makausad if you're stuck on the what if. Na parang, what if I did this? What if I was with this person? And
instead of looking at the what if, why don't you look at what could be?
Exactly. I was thinking that.
Eh minsan, yung what could be is your what if.
So yeah. Yung what is, hindi mo na na...
Yung parang like, kunyari, okay, what if ito yung sinagot, si A ang sinagot ko imbis na si B. Let's say you're with B. Eh, paano ko yung what could be mo is like, but there's still a chance that I could be with A.
Oh, eh, wala namang masama doon.
Yeah, at least you're thinking that there's a future. Look at Hazel. She's still coveting
what could
her
be?
Neighbor's wife.
Parang kailangan.
Hindi, what could be, Marky? What will be?
Will be.
Anong could? What will?
Never be. Kulang eh, kulang. What will never be.
Eh, what will be. What will be, will be.
Kaya sana.
I can't.
Tsaka ano yan? Nakaya ko i-piano yun eh. Tapos naalala ko, that was my first piano lesson. Tan, 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 tan.
When chin, I was just a little girl.
Tapos ito yung nakakatawa. So, syempre, I don't have a talent when it comes to piano. I know that much. So my teacher was like, alam mo, kasi widow ako eh, so walang notes. So I have to like memorize where the keys are, right? So she goes, you know, to help you out, like sing along with it. So there I was, little Chico, when I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be?
Confirmed.
Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? And this is what she said.
Alam mo, dinodog show ka. No piano teacher mo.
Kay Sara.
Siguro, tapos si piano teacher snickering somewhere. Oh, kunyari lang.
And there I was, sitting by the piano, singing that song.
And now, as a grown-up, you're still singing the same song.
Hindi, pero ano na, ngayon parang like, will I be pretty? Damn right. Will I be rich? Look at me. And this is what she said to me.
My first piano song was Chopsticks.
Ding, 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 ding. Ako naman, hindi ko na kinailangan mag-lessons doon. Alam ko na yun.
Pero have you played it with someone else?
Yung, ay, yung,
tan 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 tan
yung ano, yung isang
tan
tan tan tan tan
tan tan tan tan tan tan tan tan tan tan tan tan.
I remember we would try to play Blue Moon.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone.
Yes, that's the one.
Without a care in my heart, without a love of my own.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I love that song. And there you go. If you want to join us, we do have a couple more batches. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
That's right. And TMR watch list is still to come. So watch out for that. In the meantime, though, let me just say good morning and thank you to my friend JP Suryano.
Oh, hello.
Who sent us a little something for breakfast on Monday.
So thank you, JP. Thank you,
JP. And welcome back. Hello.
TMR watch list.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for TMR watch list. It's the weekend, so we've got some recos.
Okay, so mine is, it's the one that I started watching, but we've already done it for watch list. Amakana.
Atla. Mm-mm. Loved it.
So I just started watching it. I'm more than halfway through. I'm on episode 6. There are only 8 episodes. So I'm really enjoying it. I mean,
it's a good show.
It's really a good show. I'm loving that a lot of the live action versions of revered animated shows are actually doing it right. Kasi dati parang lahat fail, you know? It's like, it's the era of, oh, they're doing it right. And I do know that there are, you know, which is not to say that there are no haters. There's a lot. There's a lot out there, especially when you go on X. Pero like, alam mo yung not universally panned. Like, for example, the M. Night Shyamalan version. Oh, that was brutal. That was savage.
Yeah. No, that was horrible.
Ito, parang in as much as there are people who are saying that they didn't like it, there are more people saying that they like it.
Yes.
So, gets, alam mo yun, at least I am definitely on that side. I loved it, in fact. It's very enjoyable. And I love it. Na at least yung wala na nung parang... And I like how a lot of the new shows that are like live action, new version, hindi na uso yung reinventing. Remember how like when the X-Men came out, first, lahat naka leather, black leather outfits, and people were like, "What's that? Why are they all bikers? Why are they all leather bikers? What happened to the costumes? What happened to the colorful stuff?" Kasi nga parang they wanted to make it quote unquote more
uniform.
Adult, and like, but it removed the spirit of the whole. Hello, you have like superheroes. Siyempre, nawala yung the kid inside, you know?
Yeah.
So I love how a lot of the new ones, One Piece, Avatar, the upcoming Naruto, yung they're staying true to the original. The outfits look the same. Mm. The hair was,
you know what I mean? Same feel like when Aang smiles, as you said a while ago, the whole room lights up.
Oh, exactly.
And at least his name is Aang now. It's not Avatar Aang.
I can't with Aang.
Yeah, the original. My name is Aang.
And you, Aang. I'm Aang. And you see the complete different. Like, he embodies it.
Yeah.
The other one just did not. And I think that's the key.
And saka he was more a kid.
Yeah.
A kid. Yung isa kasi parang like, felt a little bit more adult. You tried to be too much of an adult.
Mm.
But that's, when Aang is a kid.
But that's my fear though. Because the guy's getting older.
That's what everyone's saying.
His voice getting is older so quick.
Even in the interviews, he no longer looks like the kid in the series. Like he's hitting puberty.
It's inevitable. So.
Well, I mean, it's also interesting to note that yes, it is a long journey across the world. So he probably does age. And he doesn't look as young as he does for too long.
You know why? This is the reason why they greenlit
2 and 3 agad.
Kasi I have a feeling they'll film everything na. Para at least nakatabi na.
True.
So even if let's say, because obviously they're not going to release the 2 seasons one after the other, right? Pag hinintay pa nila yan with a break pa in between, ngayon, a year apart, baka nga teenager na si Gordon.
What they're probably going to do is they're probably just gonna shoot all of Gordon's scenes.
That's possible
and then,
too.
Para makuha na lahat. And then after that, they'll shoot everything else.
The rest.
Pero gets, ako feeling ko ilalahat na nila yan. You know, like,
if they have the material already, then,
It's because it's done.
Oh, no, it's already done.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I mean, the script and everything.
Yeah, because
it's very similar to how,
like what they did with
Book 2 and 3 are.
The first movie series that ever did this was Back to the Future. It was the first. When they released 1 and then they released the sequel na 2, they've actually filmed 2 and 3 simultaneously. So they released two, tapos after a year, they released three. Pero it was in the can. Kasi nga parang, you know, like, it's they wanted to do two movies separately, but mas matipid if they just filmed everything as one big movie and chop it into two.
Yeah. And like that, for example, the writer's strike, that was the perfect time to release canned movies.
Exactly.
Because at least there are canned movies available for that reason.
Ako, super loved it. Super loved it. And that's it. That's it for me.
I finally watched Poor Things, which Hazel recommended, and I enjoyed it. You know me. I'm not really a fan of all the gore and stuff, but it was so interesting that I put that aside and watched it. And it's just, it's like the reverse Benjamin Button. It's good. And oh my gosh, Emma Stone is fabulous.
Oh, she's
what an
amazing
actress that
was. That will be quite a race for Monday na, no?
For best actress.
For best actress. Because like so far, parang 50-50 sila.
Ni Lily
Gladstone. So this will be interesting.
Sana siya. She's very good.
Very ano. It's reminiscent of last year's best actor naman. Nag 50-50 din. Si Austin Butler versus George of the Jungle.
Brendan Fraser.
Like, for alam mo yun, nag-ano sila, nag-alternate sila. For this award, Austin. This award, Brendan. So, parang ganun yung best actress naman for this year. So, this should be exciting.
Exciting.
Monday na yan, Monday.
I also watched Anyone But You, which I enjoyed. I really, really liked the whole rom-com feel, how it's coming back. And
yeah, because it died for a while. Nobody was doing rom-coms anymore.
And I enjoyed it. I never thought I would like rom-coms as much as I do now. I guess you start to enjoy rom-coms again when you're in a happy place.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just like bitter.
True.
Or you're like, oh, why can't I be? That's like no growth.
Parang just enjoy it lang for what it is.
Enjoy it for what it is. And lastly, I watched this new movie. I think it came out last year, but it never came out here. Thanksgiving.
Oh, what's that?
It's a horror movie.
Oh, okay, pass.
Oh, I wonder if I've seen it.
But it's like a slasher horror movie.
Okay. It's like a
Scream kind of horror movie.
Okay.
It has like comedy vibes.
Gets.
So.
Oh, I haven't seen this. Addison Rae?
Yeah, they
and
play.
And Patrick Dempsey?
They play on the fact that it is horror, but it's also a little comedic.
Yeah.
And maybe so, because in the US, di ba, parang for them, sometimes coming home for the holidays for Thanksgiving is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Maybe they're playing off of that.
May pagka-OA. No, the concept is Black Friday sale.
Sale, okay.
And, you know, remember those times when there were these huge crowds that came and, like, there were stampedes and people died? That.
Okay.
And the basic premise is this guy is trying to find out from the video how to kill all the ones who made it hell for everyone who died.
Oh my gosh, okay.
So he wears a
Thanksgiving revenge,
mask.
Ano?
Revenge, yeah. Like
porn.
Like revenge porn. Mm. But like, he has this parang Thanksgiving mask and and he goes and he kills everyone in the video.
Oh my gosh.
But it's just so campy. Because like, for example,
but camp, I'm on board.
It's so campy because like, for example, like, nastuck yung buhok ng isang girl sa what do you call, shopping cart.
Uh-huh.
And then her whole like scalp got torn out. It's really funny.
Very
and
graphic.
Horror at the same time. If you want to check something out like that over the weekend, I enjoyed it.
Speaking
I think you will too.
Of camp, I'm going to start off with, I guess, a horror movie as well. Lisa Frankenstein. I watched it.
Oh, okay.
I
want
to watch that.
It's so trippy and it's just, it's dark.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be like, I mean, I kind of had an idea what it was going to be about, but, you know, still, I was
not
a little.
Not what you were expecting.
Not what I was expecting. Parang yung vibes niya would be a little bit of like, parang my Heather's vibe, my Stranger Things vibe. It's very like vintage, but at the same
warm
time.
Things.
Basta,
warm things.
Oh, but it was a warm body. But super trippy. And, but it is a fun movie, I have to say. I mean, it's dark,
and there will be a lot of like graphic stuff, blood and gore as well, but enjoyable because of, I guess, the story and the actors as well made it fun. So si Cole Sprouse pala yung parang ano, parang siyang Frankenstein.
Okay.
And then si Lisa Frankenstein, siya yung si Catherine Newton, she's the one that's like sewing like the hand to onto the
core. So she's actually Frankenstein. She's and he's Frankenstein.
And so yeah, parang half sister niya si Liza Soberano's character si Taffy. And then basta, you should watch it.
I think y'all will enjoy it.
Pero yun lang, towards the end, yung parang medyo torn ako na parang, am I rooting for Lisa? Or, I mean, has she gone like...
Overboard.
Obviously, overboard. Pero ano mo yun, wala lang. Anyway, Lisa Frankenstein's one. And the other one that I watched is actually a more serious movie. It's called Lola.
Oh.
It's a 2024 drama. And I just got curious because I was like, oh, who's this pretty girl on the poster? It's Nicola Peltz. The wife of David Beckham's son.
Yes. Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yes. So, Mrs. Brooklyn Beckham. So, she's the lead in this movie. She plays this girl na parang she works at a parang strip club. But she was like a virgin. And she was very... Parang she was only doing it out of necessity for tapos parang her family kasi medyo effed up yung dynamic. Meron siyang little brother who I think is... Or might have been trans. Parang ganon.
Okay.
So the parents, the mom specifically, very Christian. So very against. So siya yung kakampi nung brother / sister niya. But then... may nangyari na very bad. Tapos she... It's very nakaka-trigger, this movie. Ang daming nangyari na parang... And then she was abused by the stepfather. She got pregnant. Ganon. Ang dami nang nangyari sa life niya. Na parang she basically had to grow up so fast because of her circumstances. And it's something you should check out. She's a pretty good actress, I must say. And
I'm familiar with her name.
Nicola. I think this is the first movie I've seen her in.
Yun nga eh. Pero like, so, I'm not familiar with the work.
Google it, Lola. That's the title of the movie.
Marky?
Lola Marky. It's a straight up drama. Hindi siya yung drama comedy. Drama lang siya talaga.
Okay, cause nag-crave si Baby Whale nung yung dinessert natin the last time we were in Podium. So we decided to go to the Podium, diba? So, we had the dessert, walked around, tapos nung pa-uwi na kami, sabi ko, do you remember where we parked? Ko, oh no. Sabi ko, let's try B3. Tapos di bababa na kami ng B3. Sabi ko, oh wait, so wala nang elevator pababa. So that means, for sure, ito yung pinarka natin. Kasi, when we went from the car to the elevator, merong, elevator, meron pa nung escalator.
Mm.
So, natawa na naman ako ng tawa kasi naalala ko na
naman.
Kasi
naalala mo yung question and answer nila ni Ate Girl. Like,
pero kung hindi mo alam yun.
Sa, eto na yung ana?
Sa wala na.
Sa wala na. Wala na pagkatapos na.
So,
sige, B3. And then like out of nowhere I started laughing and baby was like, bakit? So, naalala ko lang si Marky ulit.
Lola Marky.
Si Lola Marky.
Si Lols.
So if you wanna watch Lola, hindi Lola Marky.
Not Lola Marky.
Lola, check it out. It's an interesting movie. And that's it for TMR Watchlist. We're about to go live. We'll see you for the final Giant Badger, the top 10 here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
We're also on Twitch and YouTube. So join us, RX 931, for everything. Final greet, saying good morning to Seer. A little rhyme and reason. And also, we're saying good morning to Ro, to Yontifian. Birthday blooding, please, for Mamita, Mr. Perk.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Mr. Perk.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy
Hello,
birthday.
Justin, Sayana, Lilo Boy, Hody AH, and to Julia Kapili, who's also requesting for a birthday blending. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday to ya.
Ko alam to song.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
Julia Nicole Capilli. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hello, Elmer Velasco, and also to Advent Choi. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Mark Enriquez, Cyril, Dan, Mark Jensen, Elmer, Arvin PPP, Paula Encarnacion, Jabs, Butterbaby, Alan, or Alam Chai, and Tino. And that's it for the text line.
You don't know that song, Stevie Wonder?
Happy birthday to ya.
Really?
Happy birthday.
Alam ko yan. Happy, happy, happy birthday.
Hey!
Sa'yo ang inuman.
Hey!
Sa'yo ang pulutan.
Hey!
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
Sana Pinoy na Pinoy.
Sana ay mabugog mo kami.
Is it really sana ay mabusog mo kami?
Parang ganun. Something like that. I'm not sure. Pero the way I remember it, parang may ganung part sa ano.
It's Stevie Wonder holding up the microphone for you.
Stop.
And then you leave him hanging.
Stop.
Anyway, let's talk about watch list from our rushers. Humdinger Mayo says, my TMR watch list this week, Dune Part 2. Survivor Australia and US. Gen V. The ones he's going to be watching this weekend would be Oscars on Monday on...
Oh, yeah. That would be exciting.
Excited for that. Yontefia naman sends in Captivating the King, completed. Drag Den Season 2, done. Yeah, watched that yesterday. Congratulations to the winner. Baka hindi ko muna isa-spoil for the people who are still watching. But yes, congratulations to the winner. Also, watch Dune 2 and Dune. My Best Friend's Wedding, Final Destination, Shake, Rattle, and Roll Extreme. I want to watch that this weekend.
Oh, okay, okay. That sounds
That's
fun.
The one I wanted to try to watch over the weekend. I just didn't get to it, but I'll try to watch it this weekend.
You know what's weird? You know what I got to watch for the first time ever? I've never watched this when it came out. The Shake, Rattle, and Roll na si Manilin.
The OG?
The Aswang, the OG.
My favorite?
I've never seen it.
Yung bawal kayong, hindi kayo makakalabas. Hindi kayo makakaalis dito. Tapos sabi niya, hindi rin kayo makakapasok dito.
Yes, yes.
Kasi nandun siya sa parang church
parang
grounds.
Church. For the first time, I watched it.
Oh my gosh, that's like my ultimate favorite Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Like this year.
Movie.
Yeah.
It's
so weird.
I haven't actually seen that.
How did you watch it?
On TV. No, YouTube.
It's on YouTube, yeah.
It's on YouTube.
Pero sobrang grabe the...
Ay, the visuals. I mean, like, malabo.
You can barely see anything.
Also, watch Love is Blind 6, Queen of Tears, Dr. Slump, Derailment, The Parades, and The Drag Race Usuals, which comes out tomorrow, so watch out for that. Elias Maria says, a long time silent rusher here. Just want to share my TMR watch list. Fellow Travelers and The Spaceman. A new Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Featuring a space spider. Oh, interesting. Would love to check that out. Jenya says, I watched yung J-drama na Silent ang title. And House of Ninja. I loved it. That's the one I really want to get into
that.
As well.
That's so good.
And for K-drama, A Shop for Killers. That one's good too. And lastly, Uniquely Common sent this very early on today. But watched Mysterious Skin, 2004 movie, which starred Joseph Gordon-Levitt as a S.A. child who grew up as a gay hustler.
Yeah, I remember that movie. That was really good. It's hard to watch, but it's very
What's
good.
What's
S.A.? Sexually
assaulted.
Okay.
And Wedding Impossible, a rom-com K-drama with a twist, a secret. So go check those out. Thank you to our rushers for always sending in different recommendations. I always get enthralled by some of them and end up watching them over the weekend. So
yes,
keep sending them. Hashtag TMR Watchlist. That's every Friday.
That's cool. Okay, so we've got our final batch for today. And we are just doing a numberless batch, giant batch. Thanking Nina Hidalgo and Rudes Antonio for the topic, Signs of Growth. Al Macchiato says, being able to let go of longtime friends because you just naturally drifted apart and have nothing in common anymore. Kumbaga, kung naano mo naman siya, na-enjoy mo naman siya during your days together, okay na rin yun. Diba? I mean, as long as siguro, wag naman to the point na you're not in speaking terms. Mm. Alam mo yun. Kasi syempre pag ganun, parang something is unresolved. Pero yung kunyari talaga lang, wala na, we have separate lives. But that's, you should be okay with that, you know?
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's sad, but you know, it's fine.
It happens.
And for Maxim De Winter, pag hindi ka na delulu na magiging K-drama yung love life mo, IRL. Yung parang, you know what? Real life, love life is not as amazing and wonderful and, you know, it's fine. It's fine. And for Mike Ferrer, signs of growth being open-minded. There's no room for growth if you're only sticking with the conventional stuff and the things you're comfortable with. Totoo yan. I mean, they always say, you find growth when you go out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
If you stay in the comfort zone, wala talaga.
You're always stuck there.
I mean,
like,
no problem. If you like it, fine.
Yeah, but it's always good to explore. It's
it
always
is.
Good to try something new at least once in a while. This is actually very true. This is something that I resonate with because
yeah.
over the week, that's what happened with me. Like, there are certain things I tried during rehearsals that did well and I used it. And there are certain things that I failed at. But
you wouldn't know unless you tried.
I wouldn't know unless
exactly.
I tried. And sometimes people go like, oh, that sounded really bad or that looked really bad. But if you didn't try it, you wouldn't know if it was good or bad.
Exactly.
True.
Right?
Brilliant. And Nina Hidalgo says, signs of growth, yung palag ka na kahit hindi ikaw ang Beyonce sa grupo. Yung parang,
ay, kasi kung Kelly ka, diva ka rin naman eh.
Actually, that's true.
Diba?
Pwede ka mag-walk out.
Baka nga mas mataas pa yung standards mo.
Be a Michelle in this world of Kelly's.
Did you see nga the, ano, her commercials? She was even poking fun at herself.
Si Kelly.
The, ano, the Uber ba yun, something?
Mm.
Did you see that commercial?
Kelly ba or Michelle?
Michelle, Michelle.
Ah, Michelle.
Yung parang like, she was in a park and she was like, my Uber ganyan account, blah, blah, blah. And then the girl looks at her because she sat down on a bench as if like she was crazy. And it's like, ugh. So it's so frustrating. I was in the biggest girl group ever and nobody knows who I am. Tapos biglang a guy goes, Michelle, Michelle. She goes, yes. Tapos yung pala, yung pangalan ng dog. And then she goes, who names their dog Michelle? Tapos the girl, na parang dinedma siya, turns, she's like, are you Michelle Williams? And she goes, yes, yes. And then she goes, you dropped your wallet. So, like, she's, I love that about her. Like, you know what? You're making fun of me. Let me get a gig for a
That's
commercial.
Funny. That's really
making,
funny.
You know, pointing, poking fun at myself.
Go, Michelle.
Go, Michelle.
Go,
I
Michelle. I love you.
I
Go,
love her
Michelle.
For that.
I
Make
love you
your
so much,
coin,
Michelle.
Honey.
Alam mo yung very, ano, very, it had a lot of Halle Berry energy when she received her Golden Razzie for Worst Actress of the Year. Everyone avoids that. She attended. She was the first actress to ever attend and accept that the award for Worst Performance of the Year.
So funny.
For what movie was this?
Catwoman. Kasi nga parang like, you know what? F it.
Whatever.
Let's just have fun with this. I'll accept the award live. And she brought her Oscar. That's what I loved. Kasi, syempre, it's easier for you to poke fun at...
Because you already won an Oscar.
Because you've already won an Oscar,
yeah.
Right?
So, what did she win again? What Oscar
Monster
did she win?
Monster Balls.
Monster Balls.
Balls.
Yeah.
Monsters Balls. Balls. Monsters Ball.
Ilan mo na yan?
Strike 3 ka na.
Strike 3, you're out.
Well. next. From Queen of Deadma, signs of growth. You understand the role people who hurt you in the past played because you became the person that you are because of them.
And it's easier, I guess, to forgive them.
It's true. At saka alam mo yung...
For yourself, ha? For yourself. You
saka alam mo
yung
ano, yung... Ogag pa rin sila.
Oo.
And, you know...
But you've come to terms with
you're still bad
it.
People.
Yeah.
But you know what? I understand the role that you play.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
There was a purpose.
And JR Keita says, signs of growth, yung okay lang na hindi ka napagbigyan ng kaibigan mo sa hinihiling mo na favor, friend mo pa rin sila. hindi mo sila susumbatan ng pagiging madamot dahil thankful ka naman sa ginawa nila sa'yo in the past. Yung hindi ka masyadong...
expecting.
Oo, and you're too sensitive. Yung hindi ka lang napagbigyan, hindi ka lang natulungan, parang ang sama-sama na ng tingin mo sa kanila. Hindi ka na masyadong matampuhin.
Mm-mm.
Eh, minsan ganun talaga.
Okay.
Minsan. Okay.
Minsan.
Depends.
Mm-mm. And from Juice Blank, signs of growth, may naipon na ako. Kahit papano, meron na rin akong nabiling lupa sa bayan at subdivision. Next na yung ipapatay yung four-story na apartment building.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
Oh, hindi yun maliit na bagay.
That's oh, my God.
Big
not
deal.
A lot of people can actually buy property.
Give
and,
yourself
you know,
a pat on the
right?
back.
Right?
Yeah.
Big pat on the back. 7070 says, signs of growth, six digits na yung sahod. Na hindi kasama yung decimals. Kasi, iba sinasabi, six digits, kasama
no,
yung .00.
Hindi naman yata dapat sinasama talaga yun.
Yeah.
Hindi sinasama
I don't think that
yung
counts.
Decimals.
I don't think that counts.
Adventure says, signs of growth, hindi na nagre-recruit ng kakampi pag may hindi ka sundo sa office. You know, like, that's the petty side of you na pag may nakaaway ka, kailangan yung mga the people
ayaw
around you
yun.
Dapat kampi sa'yo.
Right.
Yung like, you know what? We're not good. It begins and ends there. I don't have to have everybody else not like you just because I don't like you.
Galit. Hindi natin siya butter.
Yun, diba? Very that. Uh-uh. Very that.
Unless they do something really, really bad.
Or,
like, for example, it's like illegal already.
Hindi, iba naman na yun, diba? Ako parang for me kasi, iba yung... For example, they did something wrong. But if ever you would expose them, it's not to recruit kakampi. It's more like, well, I think people need to know, right?
Right.
Kunyari, if this guy is a thief, I think everyone deserves to know that, you know, this guy is a thief. Not because, ay, galit natin siya.
Mm-hmm.
Gets?
Although, I am that kind of friend.
Galit natin siya, ganun.
Like, for example, Kamini Hazel. Mm. Because, like, there were times when I don't really remember certain people.
Mm.
And I went, Hazel, is that the one we don't like?
Okay, I remember this.
And then she goes,
I remember
this. But see, we didn't have to recruit each other.
Yes.
We just genuinely don't like the same person.
We both
you
did
had,
not
kasi,
like the same person.
You, not the shared experience, but you had similar experiences separately.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's not, that is different. It's more like, ay, ako din, ganyan din ang experience ko sa kanya. Gets?
Yeah, that. And then, there was a certain time kasi I didn't really know how this person really looked like. Mm. I completely forgot. So, I had to ask Hazel if that was the one. Kasi, that's the thing. Eh. Sometimes you know them by name, but you don't really know them by how they look like.
Mm, okay.
Diba?
Next. From Mike Ferrer, signs of growth, learning to make fun of yourself and not taking life too seriously. Totoo yan, ha? Like, not... A lot of people probably don't think that they're taking themselves too seriously. Nobody thinks that about themselves.
But they are.
Right?
Yeah.
Pero yung di mo na realize, that's probably how some people feel about you.
Mm.
You don't go through life thinking, oh, I take life too seriously.
Yeah.
Or I take myself too seriously. Kala mo you're so cool and you're so...
You're so chill lang.
Chill lang. Pero yeah, it takes a lot of introspection to come to that conclusion. Maxim De Winter says, when you understand and respect the people, no matter how close you are, can't be there for you 24/7. Eh, kanya-kanya din tayong pinagkakaabalahan.
Yeah, you don't know what every person is going through.
Yeah.
And we're all going through stuff.
So,
we are going
through something. Don't be too judgy rin naman. Na parang, nung ikaw, nandiyan ako for you, tas nung ako, you were nowhere to be found. Yung, eh, malay mo, meron din siyang pinagdadaanan at
true.
That point. Diba? Just, don't be too quick to jump to conclusions.
Mm.
And from Nina Hidalgo, wala nang tampo-tampo. Matik gets na yun pag di nakasama yung yunaya mong friend. Like, you just assume na, one, maybe they're busy. Two, maybe they just don't feel like it and don't take it personally. Maybe at that point, diba, they just wanted to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Ikaw rin naman, diba, may ganun ka rin naman na mood minsan na
probably
you just
want to
stay home. Right? Totoo. So parang, yun nga, yung wag ba yung mga tampo-tampo? That's so like, that's so high school, di ba? From Queen of Deadma, signs of growth, kapag na-realize mo finally na yung mga Disney princesses, aba, kay babata pa, kay Lalandina. Yung very parental na yung view mo. Na parang like,
parang gusto mo na silang kurutin sa singa.
Oo, oh, bata-bata mo ba? Kikiri mo na.
Prinsipe-prinsipe yung hinahanap mo. Puro ka aral ka nga.
Oo.
Ganon.
Imbis na pinupuntiri mo yung prinsipeng yan, ayusin mo yung paglalangoy mo sa dagat. Tinan mo, binigay mo pa yung boses mo para lang mahabol yung prinsipe mo.
Baka, it's giving Lola.
Baka alembong.
Alembong tong isdang to isda. Tong malansang babae to.
Tong malansang babae to. From Adventure, signs of growth, I choose my battles na. Kaya pag maliit na bagay, kahit sabihin pa sa akin, 1 plus 1 equals 4. I'm like, ah, you're right.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, good for you.
True, true, true.
And very similar to that from Poik. When you no longer feel the need to voice out your opinion on every single issue happening in the world. And besides, nobody really asked.
True!
Di ba minsan sa ex yung parang like, okay, this is my two cents. Like, tinanong ka?
Preston!
You never asked.
Parang, parte ka ba nitong issue na to?
Totoo.
From Anti-Sedulous, pag kaya mo nang unahin ang bayarin bago luho. Malam na pinaparinggan.
I feel attacked. Attack!
Di ba?
Pag uy, inuuna ko naman yung bayarin.
Eh, of dapat
course,
lang.
I pay all the stuff that I need to pay.
Before anything else.
Oh.
Kesa bagong colorway.
Oh, of course! I am not in debt. I pay all the stuff I need to pay. I just want to spend too on stuff I like.
And for Maxim the Winter, pag hindi ka na masyadong woke sa lahat ng mga bagay-bagay, lalo na kung alam mo namang hindi naman lahat meant to offend. And you're not taking the right away from yourself to be offended, but you also have to realize na hindi ko naman kailangan ipako sa Cruz lahat ng may nagsabi na na-offend ako. Kasi posible naman na they just didn't know better or maybe they just feel that way and magkasalungat lang talaga yung opinion niyo.
Minsan mas na-offend ka pa dun sa actual person na dapat ma-offend. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And from Al Macchiato, signs of growth, ayaw mo nang makatanggap ng gifts kasi they will just end up as clutter in your house.
This is true.
Problemahan mo pa paano mo i-dispose.
Yeah, maraming ganyan.
That's why there's so many re-gifters.
Or parang what you do now is, I guess, registry for some people.
That's true.
Or may wish list ka na para, alam mo yun.
Alam mo, we should normalize that. Kasi minsan parang like, pero yung walang pressure. Yeah. Yung kunyari, okay, it's my birthday, here's my wish list, but
these are
you know
things
what?
That I could use,
these are the things that I could use for those who plan to give me a gift. But if you don't plan to give me a gift, it's also
it's okay. Yeah.
Pero para lang we avoid you giving me something
that
na itatabi ko lang
right.
Or meron na ako or hindi ko kailangan.
Masakit lang ulo ko.
And I don't want you to feel naman na sinayang mo lang yung pera mo kasi
totoo.
Nagbigay ka ng something na hindi ko gagamitin. Here's my list.
Right.
Diba? And it should be okay to do that. And alam mo yun, and not get the, ay, nag-feeling na bibigyan
yeah,
ko siya ng gift.
Yeah.
Get yung, just in case lang. Just in case.
Totoo. I have a friend who doesn't like receiving gifts. But, like, I think that's why some of my friends skipped like giving her anything kasi nga parang ayaw niya eh. And but then the rest, you know, okay namang mag-gift. So ang awkward naman na mag-gift giving tas wala siyang gift. You
wala
know what
siya.
I mean? But then siya naman yung may ayaw talaga to receive. Pero ako, I still gave her gift, but what I gave her was something consumable. Alam mo yun? Food.
True.
Ganon.
Like cookies.
Yeah.
Like,
kasi at least it's not really...
And you can give it away.
Yeah. And, or you can eat it. You can, diba?
From Adventure, signs of growth. Dati, pag may kaaway ako, ay, todo parinig sa social media. Well, I've grown. Ngayon, pag may nakaaway ako, eh, di tulfo.
Wait lang.
Agad-agad.
That escalated quickly.
Oo, pero wala na tayong panahon for that. Parinigan
oh
pa tayo.
Straight to tulfo.
Tsaka, hindi man lang pulis, eh, no?
Hindi.
Hindi man lang barangay, talaga. And Maria Chanel says, signs of growth, alam mo na ang difference between perfect person and perfect for me.
Because there's no such thing as, so, you know, perfect person.
Even if, let's say, people say, but yun ang pinili mo, eh, ganito siya. I know, but you know what? This person is perfect for me.
Yeah. Diba? Yeah. You can and never no fully explain
exactly
what, you know, what makes someone attractive to you.
Sinabi ko bang wala siyang flaw? Sinabi ko ba na wala siyang problematic areas?
Uh-uh.
Sinasabi ko lang, this is the person that I think is perfect for me.
Yep.
End of story, right?
Period.
So, and the two tops. Signs of growth comes from Tampupu and Toti Marie.
They both say.
Toti Marie says, when you realize that forgiveness is not so much for the other person, but for your own sake.
Exactly.
Diba? So sometimes
for your
people
own peace.
So, because I've heard people say, how can I forgive this person? Eh, hindi nga siya sorry. It's like, it's for you.
It's for you.
It's
so
for
you can,
it's not for them.
Yeah, you can let go.
Ang bigat niyang dalhin, yung yeah. galit na galit, nagngingit-ngit ka dun sa ta, tas yung tao, hindi man lang sorry.
Mm-mm.
You forgive them so that you could let it go.
That's why it's called baggage.
Right? It is called baggage.
Because you're holding on to it, and my gosh, it gets heavy.
And just like anything that you keep in, becomes toxic.
Mm.
Diba? And from Tampupu, signs of growth, kapag hindi ka na showy dun sa mga bagay na meron ka, like your material possessions,
yeah.
for example, that means you've grown as a person. So in short, hindi ka na shower, grower ka na. Yeah, it's true! Kasi you don't care if people know if you have a fancy car or you have branded stuff. I don't need to display this on social media. That is growth.
Yeah. So are you a grower or a shower when it comes to those things?
Grower. Kasi nga, hindi ko naman kailangan na i-post na meron akong ganito, meron akong ganyan.
Ba't ako sumagot? Parang alam ko na grower.
Did you see me in the shower the other day?
You know, as a tropa.
I'm privy.
Oh, may mga certain Ooh. Information.
I see.
And
what about us?
What about us?
Okay, while you think, just a quick announcement. Monster RX 93.1 is looking for a utility person or driver. If you want to work for the Monster, send your application to jobs@rx931.com. Professional driver's license required. Good luck.
All right, so. Signs of growth.
Signs of growth. Let's just say I ran into an ex and I smiled and said hello.
First. Malaking bagay yun, ha? Yung ikaw yung nauna.
I smiled, I said hello, how are you? And kept walking. Because parang nag-cut short eh.
Oh,
kasi
pero,
may nakita na akong ex before that we just kept talking. It was like a conversation.
Right. Pero yung parang,
ayaw niya akong pausapin.
You know what? Okay. Let me offer like an opening. Oh no, not that kind. But that, like no. more like I'll say hi to you in case you want to say hi to me. But if I see that you're not receptive, then I'll keep walking.
Yeah. Pero at least nag-hi na.
Diba? And on you, wala ka nang masasabi, wala na siyang masasabi na dinedma mo siya or nagsungit ka. So, diba?
Okay.
Kumbaga.
How are you?
Yeah.
Move on.
That is a sign of growth.
That is a sign of growth.
Yeah.
For me, ano, signs of growth when you find it easier to just accept things and let them go. So parang you kind of don't sweat the small stuff anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Because before, alam mo yon, you have to be right, you know, you have to justify things, yung mga ganon. Parang now, it's more like, okay. Alam mo yon, it's just like, yeah, okay. And then you move on. It's just easier to move on. I think that's a sign of growth.
Tino mo to? Dati.
What?
Ano? Inapin nyo yung... Gustong-gusto yung libro na Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. Tapos ngayon, sinabuso mo pala.
Naalala mo pa yun!
Naalala ko pa yun! Meron silang inaano kasi they're talking about books. Tapos sabi nung isang kaklase nila, ako gusto ko yung Don't Smell the Small Stuff. Tapos sila parang like, self-help.
Shut up.
Tapos ngayon, sinapuso niya.
Hindi naman sinapuso. I mean, I did not need to read a book in order for me to know that you shouldn't sweat the small stuff. That's what I'm saying, okay? Because you shouldn't. You shouldn't. I mean, if you do that, mapapagod ka.
Yung makilala ni Jamie.
Of course, kilala niya. Hello? No, but it's true naman kasi talaga, di ba? Na parang masyado kang, wag ka masyadong magpa-stress. Life
That's
is stressful
true.
Enough
that
as it is.
True.
And if you let all the little things get to you every single time, eh, paano ka naman? How about you? How about your well-being, your mental health? They're all gonna suffer. So,
ako dapat ang magbasa nito.
Do yourself a favor and just, you know, learn the art of letting go.
Yeah.
See, look at growth. Sabi ni Algis Mundo, parang ang behave ni Marky for today's video. Look at me, evolving.
At saka yung parang ano, also for me, being able to watch my temper.
Oh.
That's also a sign of growth.
It is.
Before, you know, I'm very like, if I feel like you're coming for me immediately, I will return your energy.
Yeah.
And like, actually surpass your energy. Mm. Kailangan parang, ah, ganon. You know what I mean?
Etong sayo.
Oo. Mm. I mean, of course, sometimes that still happens. But you try not to let that happen every single... Not every battle is worth it. Totoo yan. Diba? Pick your battles.
So, Mark.
Pick your battles.
So, Marky. Talking about anger issues. Ay, pero behave na siya.
Ano to?
Sa on the road. Nakapagod.
See, I'm much better now.
Oh, better na siya.
Oh, lalo na scary yan ha. Kasi diba, minsan,
ngayon, diba, nakakatakot na.
Especially now that they're allowing civilians to carry.
Oh, that's so scary.
The semi-automatic.
Oh my gosh,
rifles.
Yes.
It's so scary.
The thing in VGC. That's so scary.
Oh, yeah,
kaya
yeah.
Minsan, parang ano ka na lang. Parang like, alam mo, like it's not worth it.
Oh, oh.
So, alam mo yung kahit all out, alam mong kasalanan nung isang tao.
Yeah.
Parang like, does it really change things? Kung hahabulin
exactly.
mo, kung sisigawan mo, kung uh-huh. iba-bad finger mo, parang it doesn't really change things.
Yep.
You can just make it worse.
Yep.
So parang hindi naman sa nakalalaki siya or anything, just let it go. You know?
Yeah.
Lalo totally. Na pag alam mo nangang ogag, di ba? Wag mo.
Hindi mo nakita yun sa TV, kapuso mo Jessica Sanchez.
Ay. For me, lahat baby steps. Lahat baby steps. Worrying about everything, I think I'm getting... I mean, I'm still there, but I'm trying to move towards not worrying about everything. When it comes to... like, for me, kasi the growth is not so much that I have corrected the behavior, but it's the knowledge that I need to correct
your
behavior.
You're medyo policing your...
So, kasi diba, sabi nga ni G.I. Joe, knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
So, once you know that, you
That's
know
a
what,
problem.
You should relax and not worry about everything that you can't control. I think you're halfway there.
Yeah.
You're not always successful, but it's a step in the right direction.
Yes.
Diba? So
that's what's important.
That's what's important. Kasi diba minsan the biggest obstacle talaga is admitting that there is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So once you admit it, you're much closer to your goal. Yeah. So for me, that's the
look
growth.
At us.
Look at us.
Growers.
I know. Exactly.
Sometimes can't show her. But most of the time, I'm a grower.
Proof or it didn't.
Sige, i-Instagram mo yan.
That's the whole post happen. Our, like, achievement.
So I saw that. I saw that post. I think we did.
Oh, did you see, I know, Callum Scott.
Why?
He was here and then he, like, went to, like, Market and sang
oh,
karaoke.
Oh, really? No! Oh, my gosh!
He, like,
I wish I was there!
He sang karaoke.
I wish I was there! No!
Is that cool? Look.
No, Callum.
And then everyone was singing with him.
That would be so cool. Oh, did he sing? Is he dancing with myself?
Yeah.
That's cute.
I'm broken.
Oh, no, man. I wish I were there. Anyway. But there you go.
Thank you for joining us on a Friday. And we will be back on Monday for more of The Morning Rush. And also, don't forget tonight, Countdown Top 7 with me from 7 to 8 p.m. But before that, Fantastic Friday on All Out. Listen to Rico and Kayla's interview of Vision at 5 p.m. and Jack Antonoff, Bleacher, 6 p.m. That's tonight here on The Monster. Bye.
Bye.